Good morning. It's Weekend Ozarks at Large for Sunday, January 27th, 2013. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
With us is Becca Martin Brown. She's Features Editor at Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
Another day of talking about theater.
More.
Your favorite thing?
I'm a happy camper. There's more. It's not another season. It's a play that you have one more opportunity to see this afternoon.
One last opportunity.
There was last night. There is today. The name of the play is Goat Song Revel.
I'm going to claim complete ignorance on this.
Written by Dan Borengasser from Springdale.
Okay. Very clever fellow.
What I wrote about it in What's Up on Friday was it sounds like the setup for a bad joke or a great Waiting for Godot-style tragicomedy. Mm-hmm. God and Satan meet for their periodic cribbage game at Job's house. But Satan announces he wants to play something new, a game he made up called Job. And Doris, the one-woman Greek chorus, stops by, as does Dionysus, the Greek patron of the theater, and the messenger. I presume that's the one you're not supposed to shoot.
Right.
And they're arguing about whether it's a comedy or a tragedy. And Dan Borengasser says, Lord Byron once said, all tragedies are finished by a death. All comedies are ended by a marriage.
Mm-hmm.
So Dionysus realizes they're headed for a tragedy unless... He could do something
turns
different.
It into a comedy.
Exactly.
Matchmaker.
So, the play was debuted at Ohio State University at Newark last fall, and it was part of the new play festival of Theater Squareds last year, which is how someone from Temple Shalom happened to see it and said, well, wouldn't that make a lovely fundraiser?
So they did it.
So they talked to Jules Taylor, who's in the middle of everything, and and here we go. And so the new playwrights workshop is putting on a staged reading, and there is one more show.
Where is it?
Today at 2 at Temple Shalom.
At Temple Shalom, which is just off of Sang,
yes,
right?
Just off of Sang Avenue. They
in Fayetteville.
By the stadium. Right?
No. It's over by where Arts Life Theater is.
$6.99
North
Sang. Oh,
yeah. Okay.
They've been in the building since 2009, but they say there's still plenty of work to be done, so the funds raised will go toward that. And the lovely lady from Temple Shalom I talked to, whose name is in my notes and I'm looking for it, Darla Newman, said, it would be a perfect fundraiser because it's a story from the Jewish Bible, which Christians call the Old Testament, and because the mixture of tragedy and comedy is such a Jewish thing.
Okay.
So, 2 o'clock today, Temple Shalom. Tickets are $25. You can find out more at 521-1453.
Will the playwright be there? Will Dan be there?
I don't know. I bet he will.
I bet he will, too.
Also this afternoon, an installment of Clayton Conversations.
All about water.
All about water at the Clayton House Museum in Fort Smith. That's at 2 o'clock.
What kind of water?
The history of Fort Smith and water.
Like from Lake Fort Smith?
Yes, and cisterns. And basically, and Clayton House does this so well, the history of Fort Smith, whether it's furniture making, whatever. And so it's how residents of Fort Smith from the earliest days have
got
had water.
And you should call for reservations if you're interested, 783-3000, because those fill up fast.
And if you haven't been to the Clayton House, that's worth going to anyway.
Absolutely. There's an author talk this afternoon at the Fayetteville Public Library at 2. Robert Lawrence, who's the author of Departure Lounge.
I really like that book, and I really like him.
There is a performance of this tableside theater thing that they've got going on in Bentonville.
I've heard of that.
Is doing a play called Laundry and Bourbon at 4 o'clock at Acoustic Mud in Bella Vista, which is new.
Which is a restaurant.
Right, and has live music and other things, and so now they're having a play.
So you go, and we're going to do a full blown story on these folks in the near future. You go, you sit at the table, you eat, and the play's going on around you.
Exactly.
That sounds kind of fun.
I think of it as sort of like those murder mystery parties we used to have, but you don't play any of the roles.
Right.
I just see.
Let it walk around you.
And tickets for theater and food are $32.50.
I just really want to say that laundry's a lot more fun with bourbon. That's it. Sorry.
Short term. When you start folding, nah, not so much.
No, I just keep looking at people and saying, geez, I wish I drank. So that should keep you busy today.
Sounds like it. Thank you, Becca. Becca Martin Brown is features editor with Northwest Arkansas Newspapers.
This is Ozarks at Large on KUAF 91.3 FM, Fayetteville, Fort Smith, Bentonville, Bethel Heights.
I know where that is. Why can
sure
I not think
it's,
of it right
it's,
now?
It's right there on the
is it an exit?
71 corridor or the 540 corridor.
Okay.
Town of I don't know, a couple thousand.
Right.
Right in between all the bigger ones in Northwest Arkansas. It's where the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank is located.
Oh, okay. Which you just did a story on Friday.
Right. And and they are working toward receiving a gift, if possible. They're part of this collaboration between ESPN and nonprofits. And if they get enough votes, then they'll get $100,000.
All right. Well,
which would
I guess
go a long way for the food bank, yes.
Vote for him then.
Well, yeah. I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling you what's happening.
Okay. Weekend Ozarks at Large is a production of KUAF. I'm Christina Thomas.
I'm Kyle Kellums. Antoinette Grajeda will be with you tomorrow at noon for a brand new edition of Ozarks at Large. And then you and I are back together, I think, on Thursday.
On Thursday, yes.
Very
All right. Have a good Sunday.